I like the title of your podcast because wine is an adventure. And one of the great adventures in wine is putting it down and being patient. Patience in all things.
And that was Sam Neill in Season 6 of the Drinks Adventures podcast. In 2021, we notched up the ton, 100 episodes. So if you've just joined us, I've put together some highlights from the journey so far. Like the time back in Season 1, when cricket legends Sir Ian Botham bristled at the term celebrity wine being associated with his new wine venture, Botham Wines.
As you've rightly said, there is always going to be that assumption by some people that it is a bit of a gimmick when a celebrity is involved with something like this.
You don't sell half a million cases if it's a gimmick.
In late 2019, I was so excited to meet the hugely influential wine critic, Jancis Robinson. You can hear that extended interview in Season 4 of the show.
My overriding opinion is that there is absolutely no need for a whole load of different glasses. And I've never understood why people pour white wine into a smaller glass than red wine, because white wine is just as subtle and nuanced and benefits at least as much from air and space and all the rest.
Gin is the white spirit of the moment, and I've been fortunate to bring you interviews with some of the world's biggest names in gin. None more so than Beefeater Gin's 50-year veteran master distiller, Desmond Payne, who joined us in Season 2.
Some of the new gins are weird, honestly. I'm not naming any names, but my message, if you like, or my philosophy is, for goodness sake, keep it simple.
And also in Season 2, we met Sipsmith Gin master distiller Jared Brown for a wide-ranging interview about his dual career as a cocktail historian.
Vermouth is wine. Breathes, rots, dies. People ask me, which is my favourite vermouth? I'll inevitably say the freshest one. My two favourite sounds in a bar, the pop of a champagne cork and the crack of the seal on a fresh bottle of vermouth, because that means the martinis, the Manhattans, will be the best they can possibly be.
If you're into agave spirits, I highly recommend you check out Season 10, including the incredible origin story of Kiki Riki, the Mezcal bar, and later Mezcal brand, as told by founder Melanie Simmons.
Obviously, we had the biggest collection of Mezcal in the UK because no one really had any Mezcal. We were begging and borrowing Mezcal and kind of trying to, like, I'd never run a bar before. I had no idea what I was doing, what a GP was, and what, you know, all we knew was, like, get Mezcal, put Mezcal in bar, get till, make drinks, sell, get some money, buy some more Mezcal. Which, like, looking back now, I'm glad I was really naive, because, like, knowing what I know now, I would never, ever, ever, ever do that again.
Also on the agave tip, we met Julio Bermejo, inventor of the world-famous Tommy's Margarita cocktail, back in Season 4.
I didn't go out and go, today I'm going to make a better margarita. It started out as, we use this product in our margarita, and is that what we should be doing?
In Season 8, we met Harold McGee, a renowned expert on the chemistry of food and drink. It's a fascinating and hugely entertaining discussion about his latest book, Nosedive, which helped me understand why the aromas of drinks often remind us of other things.
What's the strangest thing that you found yourself doing in researching this book, Harold?
So I would say the moment that I felt craziest was when I was flushing pieces of a durian fruit down the toilet in a hotel room in Singapore to hide the fact that I had smuggled it into the hotel. I went off in search of durian in Singapore because that's the place to do it. And I found myself fascinated by them, and I wanted to continue the tasting. So I triple wrapped it in plastic bags and then brought it back to the hotel and left it on the balcony while I went out to dinner. And when I came back, even though it was on the balcony, the smell was just overpowering.
If you're a lover of brown spirits like whiskey, bourbon, rum, cognac, or brandy, look no further than Drinks Adventures. This is the podcast for you too. And one of my favourite whiskey episodes came in Season 6, when we met Marianne Eaves, the first female bourbon master distiller since Prohibition.
I grew up in a dry county, which means there weren't really bars to speak of, didn't see alcohol much. My parents didn't drink around the house much, so I wasn't brought up in the bourbon culture that everybody kind of expects from Kentuckians.
I've featured leading Australian breweries on the podcast, like Stone & Wood, Benspoke, Hop Nation, Grifter, and more. I've also brought you interviews with international talent, like Martin Dickey, co-founder of the notorious Scottish company, BrewDog.
I looked at Wikipedia, and there's like this big list of BrewDog controversies that have happened over the years.
How big is the list?
It's bigger than the actual BrewDog biography itself.
And I can't believe I've come this far without mentioning my all-time favourite episode, having been a Tool fan since my teens. In season 8, we met frontman Maynard James Keenan for a rare interview about his love for wine and his Arizona winery, Caduceus. And we also got some music chat in there too.
Before I owned a winery and I actually had some disposable income, as you've heard that story before, I actually had, I was able to buy some Penfolds wines.
So these are just a few of my favourite episodes that you can find by exploring the extensive back catalogue of the Drinks Adventures podcast. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you hear, please help me out by leaving a rating and or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.